You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by guest writer Dr. Ronald Valdeseri, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health and Infectious Diseases at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and was originally posted on May 12, 2011. As we continue to work within and outside of the Department of Health and Human Services to pursue the goals of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, we are assessing HIV-focused programs and resource allocations to make sure that they are aligned with the priorities spelled out in the strategy. These efforts include a review of the Secretary's Minority AIDS Initiative Fund. The Minority AIDS Initiative, or MAI, was established in 1999 in response to growing concern about the impact of HIV/AIDS on racial and ethnic minorities in the United States. The year before, the President had declared HIV/AIDS to be a severe and ongoing health crisis in racial and ethnic minority communities. Subsequently, the administration, HHS, and the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus collaborated to develop the MAI. Beginning in fiscal year 1999, the MAI provided new funding with the principal goals of improving HIV-related health outcomes for racial and ethnic minority communities disproportionately affected by HIV/AIDS, and reducing HIV-related health disparities. These resources are intended to complement rather than replace other federal HIV/AIDS funding and programs. The bulk of the funds, approximately $367 million in fiscal year 2011, are congressionally appropriated directly on a non-competitive basis to agencies within HHS, including the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, Health Resources and Services Administration, or HRSA, the Office of Minority Health, and the Office of Women's Health. Using these base funds, HHS agencies in turn provide resources to community-based organizations, faith communities, research institutions, minority-serving colleges and universities, healthcare organizations, state and local health departments, and correctional institutions to help them address the HIV/AIDS epidemic within the minority populations they serve. The MAI also allocates resources to the HHS Office of the Secretary for the Secretary's MAI Fund. These resources, approximately $53 million in fiscal year 2011, are distributed on a competitive basis to HHS agencies and staff offices to support HIV prevention, care, and treatment, outreach and education, capacity building, and technical assistance activities. Activities funded through the Secretary's MAI Fund are positioned to complement other MAI-related activities being supported through MAI-based funding and are often demonstrations of new approaches to addressing HIV and AIDS in minority communities. In the past, HHS agencies and offices have submitted proposals for the Secretary's MAI Fund in response to general directions from an internal steering committee. The Office of HIV/AIDS Policy, or OHAP, administers the Secretary's funds on behalf of the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health, and the awards are approved and made by the Assistant Secretary for Health. With the release of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy in July 2010, the White House signaled the need for critical review and, where appropriate, restructuring within our federal HIV programs. The strategy's federal implementation plan specifically asks the Office of Assistant Secretary for Health to work with the relevant HHS agencies to consider ways to enhance the effectiveness of prevention and care services provided for high-risk communities, including services provided through the Minority AIDS Initiative. But even before the release of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, a program evaluation conducted by John Snow Incorporated, completed in spring 2010, suggested that the Secretary's MAI Fund's funding decisions should be more clearly tied to demonstrated outcomes. According to Dr. Timothy Harrison, a senior program analyst in OHAP, who has worked for several years coordinating Secretary's MAI activities, the evaluation conducted by JSI was very consistent with what we read in the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, namely, JSI recommended that we improve cross-agency collaborations, move toward more uniform reporting requirements across grantees, and tighten the scope and focus of the Secretary's MIA funds to achieve better outcomes. We have already made some changes in fiscal year 2011 to the program management of the Secretary's MAI fund in line with the findings of the program evaluation and the direction provided by the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. Key changes include placing greater emphasis on projects that will be done in collaboration across agencies and offices. Specifically requiring that submitted proposals align with the priorities of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. providing new guidance on HIV testing metrics so that all Secretary's MAI funds recipients are using standard measures that are consistent with those used by the CDC. Identifying standardized metrics for training activities. And carving out $15.5 million of the Secretary's MAI funds to specifically support HIV prevention, treatment, and care activities serving racial and ethnic minority populations in the 12 cities most heavily impacted by HIV/AIDS. Those activities will be conducted by CDC, HRSA, and SAMHSA. We continue to dialogue with partners inside and outside of government about how best to utilize the Secretary's MAI funds to reduce HIV infections among racial ethnic minorities and to ensure that those that are infected with HIV are diagnosed in a timely manner and promptly referred into high-quality, life-extending care. In future posts, we will provide information on the activities supported by the Fiscal Year 2011 MAI Fund, as well as our strategic thinking on the future use of the MAI Fund in fiscal year 2012 and beyond. For more information and continuing updates on policy surrounding HIV and AIDS, visit blog.aids.gov. And for more information on HIV and AIDS, visit aids.gov.